Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You're watching Tip TV Finance. Me, Jenny Hammond, and Zach Mirren. Joining us in the studio is Peter Watson from Watson Wi-Fi. Peter, how are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Very good. So how are we going to kick things off?
Well, a few macro things this week. We had Bank of England is worrying about consumer spending. This is after last week where the Financial Policy Committee was actually starting an investigation with regards to credit quality for new lending. So the main thing here is that the Bank of England is worried that we're all going to get too much over-debted, basically, and so they are trying to see to make sure that we're going to be okay. So there was a bit more of that earlier on this week. There was also the ECB yesterday poured water over speculation about possible interest rate rises at the end of this year. Draghi basically said it's not going to happen. There had been pressure earlier on in the week because there had been some figures which showed that Eurozone unemployment had been at its lowest rate for, I've forgotten how long it is now, 8 years or something. So there was that, plus Germany GDP had been pretty good as well. So that was that. I mean, I guess he's taking the prudent line given that there's Brexit this year and possibly Grexit and Frexit. But, you know, we don't know that yet. So, you know. But then apart from that, some very interesting news on the companies front. One of my companies I tend to follow, Tesla, for instance, they reported earlier on this week that they were in line with their deliveries target, which is a great thing for them because, generally speaking, they overpromise and underdeliver.
I've never seen one of their cars. I've actually seen one of their cars at an exhibition, a master investor.
Are they more American Tesla anyway? They're not well, really here.
Yeah, I have seen some here. I don't know why I see them, but I have seen quite a few knocking around.
Looking out for them, Zach.
I've seen is like this really small electric car, which looks like a Robin Reliant with four wheels rather than three. It's that small,
right?
Fitting one person, so an electric car, and that's it.
Which well, is not that the old Gee Whiz. It looks like
totally embarrassing. I mean, I would never. It was just so embarrassing to drive. It looks like doesn't even look as good as a toy car.
Right.
And you see some miserable person.
And not as much fun either, because you know those toy cars have those beeping things.
Yeah. So it doesn't have that.
No.
But the electric car revolution hasn't really hit London yet.
Right.
I would say.
Really?
Yeah, unless you're in something South Kent or something where there's all the charging stations. Yeah. They're always busy. Yeah. So maybe you're just not in the right haunts.
Yeah. Just don't get out enough, I think.
No, fair enough. But anyway, so they hit the delivery target, which is great. And the other really amazing thing I thought. This week they overtook Ford in terms of market cap. I mean, there's got to be something wrong there when you think that Tesla has sold 76,000 vehicles globally versus Ford on 6.6 million vehicles globally. And I mean, it just seems a bit mad to me. But there you go.
Tesla are the future and Ford is the past. Model T, and
maybe they can all get. Maybe
Tesla
they can
is
get
the Ford of the 21st century. So that's just you know.
Oh, let's hope it is. Mm. But anyway, then the other thing, Apple. There was some interesting Apple-related stuff this week. So you had we had Foxconn. They reported their first ever sales decline since it went public in 1991. That was on the back of weak iPhone sales. Mm. But I think that's nothing really to worry too much about because the next iPhone, whatever they call it, iPhone Glass or iPhone 8 or whatever they call it, there's so much hype about it, and it's going to be the best thing since the last Apple iPhone. And the projections for sales there is very good. So I guess we're in that period now where everyone's thinking, actually, I'm going to wait now. So sales are going to slow down. So and then the other thing as well is they. There was a negative impact initially on the British tech company Imagination Technologies. They do designs for Apple's processors, and Apple basically said, right, we're going to stop using your stuff now. We're going to phase it out until 2019, which wasn't great for Imagination Technologies because 50% of their revenues come from Apple. Mm. The other slightly controversial thing is that it is alleged that Apple hired a lot of their top engineers shortly before announcing that they were going to be walking away from them. So all a bit controversial there.
That's a bit mean, actually, because, Apple, it's not as if Apple are strapped for cash. And,
no.
They could have just bought Imagination Technology, which is actually what people were expecting.
Yeah.
Instead, they go for this stingy, rather underhand, not very friendly, doesn't really go with the brand type of approach.
Well, I think that they were going to buy them last year. There was actual talk that they were going to buy them last year, but then for whatever reason, it just fell apart. And then they just thought, they allegedly thought, let's just hire some people and then we'll be fine.
I think they actually thought that because that's what they did.
That's all right. Okay, well, I just didn't want to get into any trouble there.
Can come to me.
Okay, that's fine. That's good. On your broad shoulders.
Yes, fine.
Then we got Spotify as well. That was some stuff this week. So earlier on this week, they signed a deal with the biggest record label in the world, Universal. So that was good for them. They need some positive press. There's been all sorts of stuff going on between them, artists, record labels, as well as to how much money they should pay from their sort of paid subscriber base versus their free and all this kind. Anyway, that is now okayed with Universal. That sets a good precedent for them, so maybe others will fall into line with that. But then there is also, there was some news out today that was talking about them giving themselves a nice chunky $10 billion valuation and potentially doing an unusual sort of IPO, a direct listing. So in the direct listing, they don't issue new shares. So new shares, that normally happens, and then when the new shares dilutes the existing shareholders and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, they're talking about this as an option that it won't dilute existing shareholders, but I do wonder whether that is quite a risky way to go, especially when you consider the troubles, the ups and downs that Spotify have gone through. So it's a tricky one, that. But again, another company that I think it's really, really highly valued, and I do think it could, it's kind of vulnerable, really. But anyway, that's another one. And then the last one on the company's front, Unilever, they announced a big restructuring. Obviously, they were given a big kick up the backside after the recent merger that they walked away from, the Kraft Heinz merger. So they're going to sell the margarine business, do a share buyback, increase profit margins, and double earnings targets. So I think that they're really giving shareholders what they want. I mean, some shareholders actually wanted a full demerger between their food business and their personal the personal care business as well, but they didn't go that far. So that was all exciting. And then I thought on a themes front this week, I thought about companies that are trying to do well in China. So two companies. One is Airbnb. I don't know if you saw this earlier on in the week, but they are saying that they want to break into the Chinese market. They want to succeed where some companies you might have heard of have failed. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, who else? Oh, Pokemon Go, of course, and Uber have all failed in China.
Elephant's graveyard, or
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They've only failed because Chinese companies want the monopoly, and there's a Chinese equivalent of all those companies out in China. So I imagine there will soon be a Chinese Airbnb, and they won't make headway.
Yeah, well, the thing is, actually, there is one. I can't pronounce it, but I'll give it a go. Tujua, Okay.
Perfect.
There you go. Thanks very much. Thank you. See. Anyway, it's got 400,000 listings already, five times as many as Airbnb have. But I think what might be interesting from B&B angle is to target the Chinese travelling abroad. If they can do that, I think that will be a goer. That is something that maybe the other companies may not have been able to target. I can see you're a big supporter.
No chance. It's got no chance, I'm afraid.
No chance. You heard it here. You heard it here.
No chance, yeah.
And then the other one, which I think has got less chance, is Ford. They have also even less chance, from your point of view, because they have decided to make electric cars in China with their joint venture partner, so they want to take advantage of the state-sponsored plugging of green energy cars. Now, China is the biggest electric car market in the world, so clearly it makes sense from that point of view, but you've got to wonder as to what it is quite risky given China's records of looking at proprietary technology and kind of siphoning it off or
stealing,
something.
I think stealing is the word.
Again, allegedly.
I've already got the other people. Apple. I've already got Apple, so China.
Right.
I think they're cracking down quite considerably on that, and I think those days are perhaps more numbered.
Well, I hope so. I mean, certainly. You ask the Japanese makers of bullet trains, for instance. That's another good one. They did some joint venture years ago, and suddenly, a few years later, China came out with its own bullet train. Strangely enough, so it's all hopefully it's over.
Well, the power stations they copy as well, don't they?
Yes.
The nuclear power station they copy that. The Hinkley Point thing, I think that was also copied.
Yes.
So that's another lawsuit.
Yeah.
That's three. I think I've got three now. So.
Brave man. So there you go. I mean, those were the things I was, I noticed this week amongst other things.
So should we move on to your slide then?
What right, yes. So this weekend is going to be quite nice weather, apparently. So you might think that you want to go down to the seaside and perhaps enjoy an ice cream. So like that, for instance, which looks quite nice. Now, the thing is that some people do like taking selfies, okay? And they will take selfies of... this kind of thing, look at my ice cream, isn't it great? However, you've got to watch out because sometimes this can happen. Now, the lady in person was taking a selfie and managed to capture the moment that the seagull came and took her ice cream.
That's awesome.
So you really, really need to watch out. And as we say up here, ice cream selfies.
Does that classify as a selfie when you're not actually in it? Isn't a selfie when you're taking a picture of yourself? Sorry. Just
I guess no. Good point. Good point. But I guess it's more a case of
ice cream taking a selfie, really.
Yes, because the ice cream has an arm.
Isn't it more taking pictures of your food, which is, a trend in itself,
And so really, the main lesson is to not take too long in doing it, especially if you're outside.
That's the lesson there.
Yeah, and I think that could probably work with chips as well. I mean, this is in America, so if we're bringing it over here, potentially, if someone were enjoying chips, then, similar problem.
Good. Well,
it's a very frightening bird.
A good note to leave it on there. Peter, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
That was Peter Watson there from Watson Wi-Fi.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.